And it is Super Tuesday. One quarter of Americans can cast ballots today. Robin, one of the things I've been noticing, and I don't know if you noticed this in Iowa, we've been traveling to New Hampshire and South Carolina, is the different experiences that these presidential candidates have. Somebody like a John Kasich, who's got a very small entourage with him versus somebody like a Hillary Clinton or a Donald Trump. I can walk right up to John Kasich at one of his rallies. He's been taking questions from the audience. And, you know, you can't get anywhere near some of the big candidates that are at the top of the polls right now. There are much, you know, thousands of people, Secret Service and all the rest, a very different experience.
Well, you know, it's funny. We've asked listeners to send us their tweets of their voting today. And Rachel Geiger's voting in Oklahoma, Cherise Campbell here in Massachusetts. And Cherise wrote, "Hey, I just missed the governor." So if you go out and vote, you can possibly see these candidates, see some of these people, regardless of how big their campaigns are. And we're also waiting to see today if Donald Trump's latest campaign controversy has impact. There were reports that in an interview with the New York Times editorial board, he indicated that his hardline stance on immigration is negotiable. Here he is last night trying to clarify with Fox News' Sean Hannity.
It is negotiable. Things are negotiable. I'll be honest with you. You know, I'll make the wall 2 feet shorter or something. I mean, everything's negotiable.
It's not negotiable about building it.
Building it, not negotiable.
It's not negotiable.
Okay, well, let's get the lay of the land, and we're going to throw the dart this time at Colorado, where Bernie Sanders thinks he can win. Republicans might be in for a surprise. Ben Marcus from Here and Now contributor, Colorado Public Radio, is here. And Ben, the Republican side, your state is one of those caucusing, right?
Exactly. Both parties will caucus.
Which means they meet and they greet. They have to spend some time and they talk to each other, hear about the candidates. It's not just pulling a lever. But then what? What is different about the Republicans' caucus this year?
So they won't be holding a straw vote. They won't be voting for one candidate or another. And this goes back actually to 2012. Ron Paul was running in that election. He was able to convince a bunch of delegates in Colorado to side with him at the national convention. That was despite Rick Santorum winning that straw vote. And so I think the national party folks looking at Colorado and other states decided to make these straw votes binding. So the state party decided to skip the straw vote altogether this year, and delegates will pick a candidate later. I think this is going to be a problem when Republican voters show up to these caucuses thinking they're going to vote in this what has been a pretty exciting Republican side of the nominating contest, and they're not going to have any say. And so there's probably going to be some tension when voters show up.
I'll say.
Bigger picture, when the general election hits, most of these candidates, because they're not campaigning in Colorado, won't have field offices here. And so the Democrats will have a good head start with campaigning in Colorado, which is a crucial battleground state in the general election.
Yeah. But on the Democratic side, they will get to decide which candidate they want to put forth. And that is binding for the Democratic delegates as they go into the conventions in July. So talk about what the thinking is as both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders fight for Colorado.
Sure. So this is clearly a state that Bernie Sanders thinks he can win. He's spending a lot of money here on television, especially, you know, and maybe he thinks Colorado is a state he can win because we have a lot of millennials, young adults born usually after 1980, 1981. They make up nearly a third of Colorado's population. You know, they flock to his rallies and exit polls from other states. He's done really well with them. You know, the problem for Sanders maybe is that these young adults tend to be unaffiliated with the party. And so at his rallies, he's tried really hard to get these voters to register as Democrats so that they can caucus for him. Now, we looked at the Secretary of State's rolls here in Colorado. They jumped by about 30,000 voters for Democrats. So that's probably partly Bernie and Clinton. So we're not sure who that, in fact, favors quite yet.
What are some other factors in Colorado? There's an Hispanic vote there.
You know, the Latino vote will be interesting. You know, one in six eligible voters in Colorado are Hispanic. And it seems like Hillary Clinton's campaign has really done a big push to get Latino votes in the caucus. She's had Latino surrogates. There have been ads that have been Latino focused. She's clearly relying on the Hispanic vote. And even the Service Employees International Union, which is a Latino heavy membership, has endorsed her. So Hillary Clinton is relying in part on Hispanic voters, and Bernie Sanders is relying on part on young millennial voters. And it'll be interesting to see how those tensions play out in the caucuses.
Well, and you've said that Bernie Sanders wants to win in Colorado, but some analysts, including Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders, is quoted as saying in your papers there that, you know, he has to win. It's a must win. If you look at the scoreboard, this is one that he can't afford to lose. Do you get that feeling on the ground?
Absolutely. Bernie Sanders is outspending Hillary Clinton's campaign more than 2-1 on television ads here. He's been all over the place, not only just the 30-second spots, but the minute-long ones, really introducing himself to voters. And so, yeah, his rallies have attracted thousands of people. If he can't win in Colorado, I think it raises the question, can he win in any of these other states?
Ben Marcus for Colorado Public Radio, thank you.
Thank you.